KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM present Feel Good Friday.
What would you say is the key pillar for a truly inclusive university? Maybe it's programming and services like those offered through the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at ESU, according to Director Nick Robertson.
We are in different spaces supporting students, staff, and faculty and kind of changing the bigger culture.
It might be representation, according to ESU Intercultural Center and Bridge Coordinator Percy Holt, a recent ESU grad.
When I was an undergrad, just seeing that there was representation really helped with feeling more comfortable and more confident in seeking the identities I wanted to hold myself.
Or perhaps it's a willingness by the university to elevate the voices of their students, according to Intercultural Center Director Mike Torres.
We're trying to talk about their experiences and different experiences that are happening across campus. And the work that we're doing is really not just about including people. It's about raising up voices and experiences.
In all honesty, true culture and inclusivity takes all of these things, but also a special group of people like Robertson, Holt, Torres, and the many others who have worked extremely hard in recent years to foster a more inclusive and accepting campus community. But now, how do you gauge if those efforts are really paying off? Well, maybe it's the fact that the Office of DEI has gone from an advisory role to a full department, according to Robertson.
Working with our admissions, our advisors, our faculty to support students and help them feel like they have a space where they belong here on campus.
Or maybe it's the fact that the university has more of a presence in major community events, such as the recent Pride celebration, according to Holt.
Seeing the university join in on those Pride celebrations is really amazing.
However you might gauge it, it's very clear that inclusivity and acceptance has gone from a concept to reality on the campus of ESU in recent years, transforming it simply from an institution of higher learning to a safe space for all. But that being said, Torres closed out the department's interview earlier this week with KVOE, stating that while tremendous progress has been made, the work is never truly done.
That's what we look forward to, and that's really what drives the work that we do here.
For Feel Good Friday, I'm Tegan Trahoon.
Wow! I feel good. Feel Good Friday from KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. I knew that I would not.